The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
When we're meditating, that we're like measuring in some way how the practice is going. And what we often use as this measurement is the mind on the object. Very often the object is the breath. Yes or no? How much time is the mind on the object? And we use this as a way to kind of like measure or determine or evaluate our practice. It's a legitimate way to do this. But I'd like to offer another way that highlights that not only is practice about, if we're doing mindfulness of breathing, but being with the sensations of breathing, but just as much practice is about noticing our relationship to the activity of bringing awareness to the sensations of breathing. How are we meditating? What's the manner in which we are bringing the attention to the breath? It's very easy to not notice this. But I'd like to offer one way in which we might highlight this or be able to tune into the relationship we have with being mindful of breathing. And this is using a different way to measure, a different yardstick, so to speak. And that is the amount of tightness, the amount of maybe constriction, the amount of a sense of holding that's in the body and in the mind. Because when there's a certain amount of straining or really trying, it's just natural that there's this kind of tightening, constricting, narrowing of not only the mind but the body. So we can tune in. Are the hands relaxed? Are the shoulders down? Is there an uprightness without a leaning one way or the other? Just a quick little check-in with this can be help us to kind of stay with this openness or ease or relaxation. And maybe I'll say for me, I've noticed a key indicator is what I'm doing with my fingers. Sometimes there's just a little bit of tightness in them when I'm really trying to push away something or get something. And so maybe for you, sometimes our shoulders go up a little bit, or maybe there's another subtle way holding the belly tight. So this, anytime we measure, of course, I mean, it's a whole own issue, right? Can be as supportive as well as it can really, we can get tangled up with it. But I'd like to offer today as you practice, just tuning in to maybe these vague concepts of tightness versus openness, sense of constriction versus spaciousness, and narrowness versus wide, and however your body and your mind determines those. Chances are all of you know the schedule, but I'll say it.